So that line of work, what we're looking at is if someone who is an expert then starts using artificial intelligence assistance, basically if their expertise dissipates, if their skills atrophy. So for example, the surgeon who has started using a medical robot that has assistance that sort of tells them how to do it and where to go and kind of guides them. And if that robot breaks, can they still perform the surgery, or are they no longer an expert anymore? So I'm looking at it a bit more how it impacts human skills and if people don't learn as well if they have this assistance. You know, sort of the idea of, you know, we used to know directions really well, but now with Google Maps, probably if it was taken away, we don't know our way around areas that we would have quite as well. So it's looking at it a little bit differently. I don't know if AI is going to, or machine learning is going to be the solution for bringing all these things together. I think it can always be a solution, but well, machine learning is data driven as opposed to theory driven, and AI is biased by what you tell it. So I don't think we want to put all our eggs in that basket. I think it should still be about people thinking through these things and trying to figure out how we can collect as much data and synthesize it with all the tools available to us, but not just AI.